Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. So today I have a startlet on the show. She goes by the name of Ciara Renee. She is a South Florida native. She's a five-year-old that has been just in the entertainment industry, I guess, since the day she was born, because at this age, it feels like the girl has done it all. It says, well, just to read a little of her bio, it says that good things come in small packages, and that this definitely applies to Ciara Renee, which was born in March 17th of 2008. By the way, that it's her birthday like in 2 weeks, so I'm like kind of excited of what she wants to do on her birthday, and just I really want to get to know more this little girl and what has she done thus far. So without further ado, Ciara baby, you're all live on the air. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Ciara, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good.
How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. Nice, sunny day. How was school?
Good.
Good, good. Okay, sweetie, so we're going to go with the first question, all right?
So what's your favorite hobby? Let's start off with that.
Princess and teachers.
Oh, yeah? And why is that?
Yes. I like being a teacher and a princess.
Well, princesses are very nice, and teachers are what make the world go around. I mean, if it wasn't for teachers, we wouldn't know what we know now. So that's definitely a good thing to look up to. And your bio and what I've seen from you, you know, you want to be a model. When did you know that you wanted to be a model?
By watching television, Ciara.
Okay, so by watching television. Do you think television is a good thing?
Yes.
Yeah? What sorts of modeling work have you done?
Huh?
What sorts of modeling work? What kind of modeling work have you done?
Fashion shows.
You've done fashion shows. I know you've done a lot of
print because you take some.
Okay. And I know you do a lot of print because you take, like, gorgeous pictures.
Thank you.
So, Seattle, baby, I like I said earlier, your birthday is coming up, March 17th. Do you know what you want to do yet?
Yes.
What do you want to do? What do you want for your birthday?
A bounce house, balloons and cake, and a cupcake, and music.
And music. So you want the full party?
Yes.
Yeah? So you're going to be 6 years old?
Yes.
All right. Is it going to be
wait.
A you can't wait? Is it going to be a princess birthday party?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So, Seattle, I also heard that you knew how to dance. What kind of dance have you learned?
Stepping, tapping, and ballet.
You know how to step?
Yes.
I don't even know how to step. And you like ballet as well?
Yes.
Okay. And you go to you do classes? You do ballet classes as well?
Yes.
Do you have friends in your class? Do you enjoy class?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So, tell me about working for your shows. I know you have fashion shows. You might do a little dancing here and there. How do you practice for your shows?
About my pageant.
Okay, your pageant.
How do you practice?
You practice in the mirror.
Practice in the mirror.
Oh, you practice in the mirror. And who taught you that?
Mr. Leon.
Okay, okay. You know, if Mommy wants to go on the line, too, Mommy can speak to us as well.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Sasha.
Okay. Hey, Mom. So she's saying that she practices in the mirror. Can you elaborate more on who her instructor has been for her pageants?
Yes, I've recently did a pageant, and she has a director by the name of Leon Frazier, who helped her with her walk, her poise, her grace, her speaking, her interviewing. It was a very great experience.
Okay, okay. Seattle, tell me about you wanting to help people.
Because God said to share and be nice.
And be nice. Okay. You have some good parents, girl. When did you... You're welcome, sweetie. And Mom, this question, I guess, would be more for you so you can elaborate more on it. Tell me more about the Seattle Renee Foundation and what it's all about.
Okay. I'll let Seattle answer that first, and then I'll elaborate. Seattle, tell us what the foundation is about.
Promote education by giving school uniforms when mommies and daddies don't have any money.
Okay.
Did you hear us, Sasha?
Yeah, I understood. I know it's. I had read that too. It was about the school uniforms, giving it to the less fortunate. But I know you guys are also doing more things. But the basketball tournament going coming up late March.
Well, since 2011, we've been passing out free school uniforms. We started in Polk County, that's in Central Florida, and last year was our first year passing out school uniforms here in Miami-Dade County. Last year was also our first year doing a Christmas giveaway. We also participated in different walks as a team, go to different church worship as a team as well, and primarily we like to stick together to promote education and also to be, you know, iconic within the community for giving back to mankind.
Okay. And how does, because Seattle's a very, very young, you know, she's obviously very young, and she seems so, you know, so much
more spirit for somebody her age, and obviously doing a foundation under her name, and see that she really believes in what she's doing. How did you get to that point as a mother? You know, how did you just teach her all of this?
At a very young age, she was always giving. I will go to the store for an apple, and I'm coming out with a toy for her, for my nephew, for this god sister, for this uncle. Mm-hmm. She's always looking out for other people. She's always trying to help other people, and she gets the earnest from me because I'm that same way. So, mm-hmm. you know, by me seeing how giving she was, I said, well, I need to introduce her to community service for families that are less fortunate. So that kind of was the motivation in even starting the foundation, because she's okay. giving, I'm giving, and I just wanted to expose her to other, you know, other things about life for people who don't have.
Okay, of course, understood. Can you tell me more also about the basketball tournament, or maybe Seattle can tell me more about this?
I'm getting a call. I think their line hung up. But the basketball tournament is one of our main fundraisers that we mm-hmm. raise money in order to purchase the uniform. It's on March
okay.
29th this year. At Pepper Park, well, the gym is not really Pepper Park gym, but everyone is familiar with Pepper Park, so we promote it as Pepper Park Gymnasium, and it's from mm-hmm. 11 to 4, and we have entertainment there, Bernie from the Miami Heat. We have DJ Type doing the Dade County Dip with the Hip Hop Kids. We have DJ Nasty from 99 Gym. He'll be the DJ there, and also for kids, who are not interested in basketball, but their parents have brought them along to the tournament. We have a young lady with Splash on Literacy. That's the name mm-hmm. of her company. And what she does is read to the kids, and they paint whatever the book is about.
Oh, okay. I saw on Seattle's Instagram mm-hmm. that she was kind of supporting this campaign as well.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna, hold on, Sasha. I have to click over, and their phone hung up. Give me one second. I'm sorry.
No problem. I can come back to you in 2 minutes, and I'll play a little music, okay?
Okay.
On the phone going hard, can't stop now. DJ playing my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up. Don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work. Go to work, 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 go to work. When the lights go out, I'm checking in. Got a whole lot of swag, got cash to spend. And I'm ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. Ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. I'm the boss, so you know that anything goes. No rules, you already know. I'll show you what to do on the dance floor. If you're with it, let me know. Let's go. I'm going hard, can't shop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work, 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 go to work. I know it's all eyes on me, and they hate cause they can't do it like me. I go to work, I'm on the job, my occupation is party. So if you gotta come, fill it up, drink a little more. If you gotta bust, fill it up, shake a little more. Ayo, okay, tonight's the show. It's okay if you can let go. Okay, shop now, DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up. Don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work. 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 Go ahead, go and work it.
And we're back with Seattle Renee. Hey, ladies, are you on the line? Hey. Hey, sweetie. So I'm going back to you, Seattle. What would you like to be when you grow up?
A teacher princess.
You want to be a teacher princess too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's all right. That's cool. So what kind of teacher do you want to be?
I want to be a teacher to teach people.
Okay. Do you have a favorite subject yet? I know you're only 5, you know, in kinder, but do you have a favorite subject? Do you like art or math?
I like walking my dog.
Okay. All right.
Seattle, what kind of teacher you want to be? Seattle, when you grow up, what kind of teacher you want to be?
I'm good at math.
Or you want to be a math teacher?
Yes.
So you want to be a smart princess. Very smart
yes.
princess. Okay. Seattle, so I want you to tell me about the new Bully campaign that you're in, Zoli Zai. Can you tell me about that?
Yes.
Who is Zoli Z, Seattle?
She's a little girl.
She is a little girl.
She put her one finger.
And what does the one finger mean?
No bullying.
And what is bullying?
Bullying means when you're being mean to someone.
Yes.
That's
right.
And who doesn't like for you to be mean?
What you said?
Who doesn't like for you to be mean to them? Who doesn't like when people be mean?
God.
All right.
I'm
sorry,
Mom.
My shadow took over.
Hi,
no, that's cool.
Hey, Mom.
So, Mom, tell me more about the Zoli Z, because I see that this is a brand new campaign that she's launching, and she's the junior, and there's another young lady that's the senior part of the campaign. Are they only part of the campaign for Florida, or is this going to be a nationwide thing?
Right, yes, it is a nationwide thing, but the CEO, Sonya, what she created was she wanted other kids to get involved, especially reaching out to kids in states where she's not located because she's located in Texas. So what she created was the ambassadors, and as ambassadors, our girls are in charge of putting on annual summits, rallies, basically bringing awareness about bullying, and teaching our girls to teach their peers about how they do not have to put up with bullying, to tell a teacher, tell an adult when someone is being mean to them. So the Just One campaign is the fundraiser in order to have the rallies and the summits. That is how we're able to put on the summits and the rallies, by fundraising with the Just One campaign. And the Just One means, you know, it just takes one person to donate $1 to help the voices of the ambassador and the voice of Zoli Z to bring awareness about bullying. And under the ambassadors, we have Helping Hands. Helping Hands are people that work along with the ambassadors with everything we are trying to put on, rallies, fundraisers, the summit. We have other kids that are not ambassadors. They're considered Helping Hands. And if you don't want to be a Helping Hand, you can just be a voice of choice. A voice of choice is someone, if that's just a friend or family, that's just volunteering.
Okay. And where can people go to, you know, follow this foundation or just pretty much be a part of it?
Well, to sign up to be a part of the Florida team, Zoli Z, parents or kids can email Florida Zoli, ZOLIEZZI, Florida Zoli Z, @gmail.com. And to even learn more about Zoli Z and more about the campaign, more about her books, they can visit Zoli Z's website at www.zoliz.com.
Question goes for you, sweetie. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your team, Seattle Renee, to your fans?
Yes.
Okay, what is it? Would you like to say anything?
Kisses.
Oh, that's so cute. That's our kisses. Okay.
Are you
so, see,
how do you know your websites and stuff like that, right? Can you tell your fans or the people live on air right now where they can find you, like your website?
Seattle, what's your website?
Instagram.
Say it again, Seattle. Seattle Renee
on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And what's the name of your website?
SeattleRenee.com. There you go, sweetie. All right, so I know we can find her on IG, you know, on Instagram, Seattle Renee, same as Twitter. And then also the Seattle Renee Foundation has an Instagram, just like that, Seattle Renee Foundation. So, ladies, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
It was great. Thank you, sweetie. You did good, okay?
Okay.
All righty. All right, Mom, so thank you for elaborating on the other things, and thank you for having such a great young little girl.
Thank you, Sasha.
All righty, guys.
Have a wonderful day. I love you, Mommy, and that girl, Sasha.
I love you too, baby girl.
I love
Bye.
You.
Bye. Oh, that is so cute. So that was Seattle Renee, everyone. 5-year-old startler from down here, South Florida. I mean, she's cute. She's a very cute girl. She's done so much. Make sure you keep up with her at SeattleRenee.com. She posts a lot of things on her Instagram, all these adorable pictures at Seattle Renee or the Seattle Renee Foundation, where all her things, you know, their posts and so forth. Thanks to Fame Empire Group, her publicist, India. And, yeah, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Totally appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
On the phone going hard, can't stop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work, 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 go to work. When the lights go out, I'm checking in. Got a whole lot of swag, got cash to spend. Then I'm ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. Ready for the turn up, trying to get it in. I'm the boss, so you know that anything goes. No rules, you already know. I'll show you what to do on the dance floor. If you're with it, let me know. Let's go. I'm going hard, can't shop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up. Don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work. Go to work, 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 go to work. I know it's all eyes on me, and they hatin' cause they can't do it like me. I go to work, I'm on the job. My occupation is party. So if you got a cup, fill it up, drink a little more. If you got a butt, fill it up, shake a little more. Ayo, okay, tonight's the show. It's okay if you can let go. Okay, shop now. DJ play my shit right now. Time to go to work, 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 go to work. Back it up, don't stop till it hurts. Let me see you go to work, 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 go to work.
Oh, guys, and I wanted to mention one thing. The voting for Local 10 ends March 9th, which is this weekend, I believe. Or no, next week. So make sure that you keep voting every day. Totally appreciate it. Alrighty? Cool beans.